It is a joy to be here.
很高兴今天能在这里。
I have two beautiful ladies with me.
我带来两位很美丽的女士。
My wife Joni.
我太太。
And my middle daughter out of our five daughters, Joy.
我们的三女儿。
Would you please stand and greet our people? I say it again.
我再说一遍。
It is a joy to be here.
今天在这边实在是一件喜乐的事。
Your worship was very rich.
我感谢主，你们的敬拜非常的丰富。
A college sophomore who had spent all year getting into trouble.
有一个大学二年级的学生，他惹了麻烦。
Received the following card from his parents.
他父母寄给他这么一张卡片。
The parents were vacationing in the country of Greece.
他的父母在送给他卡片的时候，正在希腊度假。
Dear son, we are now standing high on the cliff.
我们写给你这个卡片的时候，我们正在悬崖的顶端。
This is where the ancient Spartan women once hurled their defective children to the rocks below.
这个地方曾经是古代那些怀孕的畸形的妇女把他们畸形的孩子抛下悬崖的地方。
Wish you were here.
我盼望你也在这里。你没有听吧？他们的父母意思说，这个真希望把他们的孩子给丢下去。
That was not a good message.
这个父母跟孩子讲的话当然是不太好。
They didn't mean the way it sounded.
他们实际上不是说真的想把这个孩子从悬崖给抛下去。
And it got them in trouble.
因为这个孩子给他们惹麻烦，所以他们会这样写。
Today we're going to talk about a subject entitled Wa Pusayu.
好的，我不在乎。OK， 今天我们要讲的那个题目是我不在乎，因为我没想到他讲中文。
When I was in the country of Haiti, I spoke Creole.
当我在海地宣教的时候，我讲他们当地的话。
And I greeted the people, and everybody laughed.
当我跟大家打招呼的时候，大家笑了。
I asked my interpreter what I said, and he said, "You are a witch doctor."
那我就问说，到底我讲错了什么？结果那个翻译员说，他要欢迎这些海地人来听，他告诉他们说，你们欢迎你们各位巫师来到这里。
So I made a mistake again.
所以今天我想，我又中文没有讲好。
The Bible says all Scripture is God breathed and is profitable for four things.
那神告诉我们说，圣经都是神所默示的，而且它有益于我们的有四件事情。
And I believe every time the Bible is taught, these four things happen.
那我相信每一次传讲神的话语呢，这四件事情都会使我们得益处。
There is instruction on what God says we are to do.
那有要告诉我们是第一个有益于我们的是教训。
There is rebuke when he shows us that we are not doing what we should.
而且他也督责我们。
Thirdly, it says there is correction where he tries to correct our wrong conduct.
然后神的话要使我们归正。
And then the fourth thing it says is it trains in righteousness or in the right way.
那最后一件事情叫我们得益处的是神的话教导我们学义。
I want to give you today five P's for parents.
所以今天我要讲的事情有关于我希望给在座的家长们有 五点。
I believe the title of my message is, in your language, I don't care.
那我相信我的英文翻成这今天的讲题翻成中文的时候，应该正确的翻译是说我不在乎。
Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. And how do you pronounce it again?
我不在乎。
Wapusahu.
Okay, that's much better.
Thank you. Thank you. Wapusahu. Well, in English, we would say these type of things.
那在英文呢，我们讲我不在乎的时候，我们会这样子表达。
Teenagers will say to their parents, blah, blah, blah.
小孩要跟他 父母表达我不在乎的时候，他就用 blah 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 这些字眼。
Parents try to tell them something, they'll say yada yada yada.
那父母要管教小孩的时候，跟他们讲，他们听不进，他们就用 yada yada 这种语调。
Some kids will go like this, la 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 la.
那或者有的小孩不喜欢听，他就把耳朵塞住，然后发这些声音。
The idea is I don't want to listen.
那主要的小孩想讲就是我不想听你讲的那些了。
You're on an airplane and the stewardesses give you instructions.
那你如果在这个坐飞机的时候，那个空中小姐要给你一些指示，来怎么样啊应变的时候。
And they pull out the mask and they show you how to put it over your nose.
那他们把这个氧气罩面罩拿出来教你怎么戴上。
You have heard it so many times you tune out.
因为你已经坐过好几次飞机，你都知道了，所以你的耳朵根本就关上了。
It's annoying.
因为让你觉得很烦，因为每次都要做这些事。
You've heard it before.
你已经听过了。
Many, many times.
太多次了。
You're tired of hearing it.
所以你每次听到空中小姐正要这样讲的时候，你已经不想听了。
It's redundant.
因为它已经重复的。
You tune it out.
所以你已经把耳朵关上了。
That is one of the ideas of blah, 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 yada, yada, yada.
那所以我刚刚讲的那些不想听方面的这种意思，就是刚才这些 blah 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 这些无意识的音调，小孩想要表达出来他心里的想法。
Our first P is the passage.
所以第一个我们要讲的信息是
Judges 2:10 and all that generation gathered to the fathers, they died.
所以第一个经文今天就是说在四世纪第二章十节，他说在那世代的人都归了自己的列祖。
And there arose another generation after them who did not know the Lord.
再来有别的世代兴起，他们不晓得耶和华。
Under the passage, the first thing we want to look at is the generation who died.
所以从这个经文，我们第一个来看就是这些现在正死去的这个世代。
A generation in the Bible is used two ways.
那世代在圣经里面是有两种说法。
It can mean 30 to 40 years, or it can mean 100 years.
它有时候用到世代这个字表示30到40年之久，有时候讲到100年之久。
And in our text here today, the idea is there was slippage.
在这个今天这边的用法就是这个世代流过去。
Now the generation who died, let's start there.
所以我们从这个死去的这一代人来看。
God's people were in captivity in Egypt for 400 years.
那知道神的百姓在埃及做奴隶有了430年之久。
God sends the deliverer Moses and God's people head to the promised land.
所以神差遣摩西把他们带出来，要引他们进入那应许之地。
They are going to live there under God's instruction for God's glory.
他们本来应该在这应许之地呢，照着神的话语而活，使得神得着荣耀。
And in return, God will bless them.
那因为他们遵行神的话而行呢，神就以祝福来加给他们。
Moses leads them for 40 years in the wilderness.
那摩西带领他们在旷野绕行了40年。
And all the generations of people beyond 20 years of age were disobedient.
那在那个时候呢，20岁以上那个世代在旷野当中并不遵行神的话。
They were killed off in the wilderness.
所以他们这一世代的人就在旷野中死去。
Only Caleb and Joshua and their generation are allowed to enter Canaan.
那个死在旷野中死去的世代呢，唯有加勒跟约书亚存活下来。
Just before they go into the promised land, Moses is forbidden to enter because of disobedience.
就在以色列人要渡河进入迦南地之前呢，神不准摩西进去，因为摩西在神的话上也违背了他。
Joshua leads the people in under specific instructions from God.
所以约书亚就起来承担这个责任，神给他特别的指示，要怎么样带领这百姓。
From the first P, the passage, we go to the second P, the problem.
所以今天我们有五个 P 开头的信息。第一个是从这个经文到下面我们要讲的 problem 就是下一个问题。
A key instruction: drive out all the inhabitants.
神所吩咐约书亚这个世代进入应许之地人所要做的一件事情，就是把迦南地所有的人赶出去。
And we find this in Judges.
这个指示也是在士师记。
That every tribe did not do that completely.
那士师记告诉我们呢，每一个以色列的十二个支派，每一个支派并没有完全遵守这句话，没有把地上的迦南人赶出去。
They did a lot of it, but not all of it.
他们赶出许多迦南人，但不是每一个迦南人都赶走了。
So God said, the people that you did not drive out will one day be a problem to you.
因为他们没有这样子做到完全，所以神告诉他们说，你们没有赶出去，剩下的那些迦南人，将来有一天会成为你们的大问题。
That was the first critical instruction that they did not follow through on.
因为神所告诉他们这样要紧的事情，他们没有遵守的完全。
Another critical instruction when they entered the land. Deuteronomy chapter 6.
另外一个神要他们进到那地遵守的很要紧的一件事情记载在生命记。
If you would, read verses 1 through 9.
Deuteronomy 6, 1 through 9?
Yes.
在生命记第六章一到九节由我来念。这是耶和华你们神所吩咐教训你们的诫命律例典章使你们在所要过去得为业的地上遵行。好叫你和你的子子孙孙一生敬畏耶和华你的神，谨守他的一切律例诫命，就是我所吩咐你的，使你的日子得以长久。以色列啊，你要听，要谨守遵行，使你可以在那牛奶与蜜之地得以享福，人数极其增多，正如耶和华你列祖的神所应许你的。以色列啊，你要听，耶和华我们的神是独一的主，你要尽心尽性尽力爱耶和华你的神。我今日所吩咐你的话都要记在心上，也要殷勤教训你的儿女，无论你坐在家里，行在路上，躺下起来，都要谈论，也要系在手上为记号，戴在额上为经文，又要写在你房屋的门框上，并你的城门上。
Two critical instructions.
这两个非常重要的吩咐。
Drive out all the inhabitants.
第一就是赶出地上所有迦南地上所有的迦南人。
Train your children.
第二就是要教把我所教导你们的教训吩咐你的儿女。
But what happened is they got busy.
但是发生的事情呢是以色列人相当的忙碌，没时间。
When they came into the land, they got excited about planting their new crops.
当他们一进到这应许之地，他们就忙于耕种，忙于收成。
They wanted to fix up the homes they inhabited.
所以他们要把他们的房屋修建好。
They wanted to paint.And make it nice.
那他们要把这房屋做得好，住得舒服。
They wanted to harvest their bounty.
啊，他们要忙着耕种，希望收割的时候能够丰收。
They want to work hard and get ahead.
啊，他们希望能够啊努力的工作，使得他们有好的生活。
There was no time to do war.
因为这么忙碌，所以没有时间打仗。
There was no time to drive them all out, but we did most of it.
哪有时间把所有的人都赶出去呢？我们赶出去，大部分的人已经不错了。
We have to work. We have to plant. We have to paint.
因为我们还得做这么多事，我们要耕种，我们要修房子，我们要做这个做那个。
So they neglected God's two critical instructions.
因为他们觉得自己是这样的忙碌，所以神所吩咐两个极其重要的命令，他们没有完全的遵守。
Joshua now dies once they're in the promised land.
当他们进到地上以后，约书亚也过世了。
For 350 years now, they're living in the promised land.
那现在他们在这个应许之地已经居住了350年。
And while they were there,
当他们住在那里的时候
，they let two critical instructions slip.
当他们住在那里的时候，这两件重要的命令呢，他们就没有完全的来遵守。
And in the book of Judges, from which our verse comes today,
在士师记里面也有这样的记载。
We find this verse: each person did what was right in their own eyes.
在士师记里面有一节重要的经文，他是这样说的：他说，个人行自己眼中看为正的事。
Rather than following what God says in His Word, they did what they thought was right.
与其遵守神所吩咐他们的命令，他们。反而变成是个人看行自己眼中所看为真的事。
P number three，
第三个 P 我们要讲的
，the principle，
就是原则。
Our main verse says the next generation did not know the Lord。
因为我们四十七二章第十节中间他说， 别的事再起来，他们并不晓得耶和华。
Guess what the Hebrew word is for no? K-N-O-W.
那你知道在希伯来文这个知道这个是怎么写的吗
？Yada.
叫做 Yada.
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 What does Yada mean?
知道是什么？这个希伯来文这个 Yada 是什么意思呢
？It means to understand.
它表示你要了解。
To acquire knowledge.
要从了解中获得知识。
To become acquainted with.
而且你要熟练这个道理。
To be made aware of.
是你要来明白。
It's used in the Old Testament about sexual relations in terms of intimacy.
这个字也用在旧约当中，讲到夫妻的关系，是讲到夫妻当中相当亲密的关系。你跟你的配偶发生关系，也用知道这个字。
It's used in the Old Testament of skill in hunting or skill in sailing.
或者用在旧约当中，它也用在人工作或是打猎，它那个技巧的熟练程度上。
So when the book of Judges said they did not know God,
所以当四世纪这边说兴起的那世代不晓得耶和华。
It is saying that they had no skill or tools to know him.
他的意思就是说他们没有这个熟练，没有这个技巧，也没有这个方法来知道耶和华。
They had no intimacy with God.
他们跟神没有亲密的关系。
They didn't know how.
他们根本不知道怎么跟神来往。
They had no acquiring of knowledge or understanding God.
他们并不熟练神的话，所以也无从得知神的法则。
The big question we have to ask ourselves is why.
所以我们要问一个问题是为什么他们会落到这样的地步。
That brings us to our fourth P.
所以这要讲到我们下面第四点。
The probabilities. There are two probabilities.
那为什么会这样？所以第四点我们讲到它的到底可能性是什么
？Of why they did not know God intimately.
为什么他们不知道神，也不跟神没有亲密的关系
？The first is this.
第一个可能性。
The earlier generation of parents.
就是第一代那些做父母的。
Did not do their job.
他们没有照着神的话殷勤教导他们的儿女。
If you remember Deuteronomy 6, here's the instruction. You shall love you 39 times in the chapter.
所以如果我们回到生命记六章一到九节，我们刚刚所念的经文，在那里你这个字用了39次。
You as the adult.
你就是这个听话的对象。
You as the parent.
你这个做父母的，做成年人的。
You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, all of your mind, all of your soul, and all of your strength.
你当尽心、尽性、尽力爱主你的神。
These words shall be on your heart first.
所以神所告诉你的话，应该先存留在你的心上。
And you shall teach them diligently.
然后呢，你要把这些存在心上的话呢，殷勤教训。
Diligently.
殷勤的。
Diligently.
非常殷勤的。
When you lie down.
当你躺下。
When you rise up.
当你起来。
When you sit around your house.
当你坐下的时候。
When you walk in your daily routines and drive around.
当你做每天例行公事，你开车行路的时候。
And the idea is that you model your message.
所以这里的意思是说呢，你成为你所知道话语的榜样。
If you are a Christian and you wake up grumpy,
如果你是一个基督徒，但是你一早起来就抱怨。
And you're no good until you had your cup of coffee.
直到你喝第一杯咖啡以后，你才清醒过来。
And no one better get around you.
那没有。在那之前最好没有人来碰你找你麻烦
What message does that give your children?
如果你是这样的生活你表现出来给你的孩子的榜样是什么
When you're going about the daily routines of life driving
当你每天做例行公事开车的时候
And someone cuts you off in traffic
如果有一个人开车超在你的前面
And you hit the dashboard
那你就很生气敲打那方向盘
And you hit the horn
然后你就开始按喇叭
And you shake your fist
然后你就向他比拳头。
What does that teach your children?
那坐在你车上的孩子会从你学到什么呢
So the idea of the passage is you must model the Christian message.
所以这边话语很简单，他就说你要把你所知道的道给活出来，做孩子的榜样。
Show your Christian life when you go to bed.
对，当你睡觉的时候，你也像个基督徒。
Show your Christian life when you rise up in the morning.
当你起来的时候，你也像个基督徒。
Show your Christian life when you're sitting around your home.
当你坐下来没有做什么的时候，你也像个基督徒。
Show your Christian life in your daily routine.
是当你每天办例行公事的时候，你也像个基督徒。
Many kids get turned off because of what the parents are like.
很多孩子不肯听他父母的话，就是因为他们看见父母是个怎么样的人。
When you come home from work,
当你下班回家的时候
，Do your children run and hide?
你的孩子看到你就躲起来呢
？Because they're afraid of your anger.
是不是因为他们？知道你下班通常是带着怒气，所以他们怕惹你。
The second idea of this teaching is in Ephesians 6.
那第二点关于这个不认识这件事情是在以弗所书第六章。
The Apostle Paul says, "Bring up your children in the nurture and instruction of the Lord."
他说你要按照主的教训教导你的孩子。
That word "nurture" in the Greek text means healthy environment.
那么在这边呢，他说这个。教训这个在原文希腊文他是说你要创造一个健康的环境给你的孩子
Bring up your children in a healthy environment
所以在一个正常健康的环境当中教养你的孩子长大
In that same passage Paul says Do not provoke your children to anger
在以弗所书第六章第四节他这边说你们做父亲的不要惹儿女的气
A healthy environment in a Christian homeDoes not have yelling.
一个正常基督徒的家庭呢，不应该听见有高声怒骂的声音。
It doesn't have threats.
他没有带着威胁的口气。
It doesn't have broken promises.
他没有答应孩子的话却就不去做到。
It doesn't have other priorities outside of the family.
他并没有比照管这个家更重要的其他事情。
It does not live a poor example.
他也不是做一个很坏的榜样。
It does not lack spiritual training.
他也不是一个家庭缺乏属灵的训练。
In the home as a Christian parent, you must model God's message.
所以作为一个基督徒的父母呢，你必须把神的话活出来做一个榜样。
You must create a healthy environment.To grow in spiritually,
你必须要创造一个健康的家庭环境，使你的儿女有一个良好属灵成长的。
If you don't,
如果你不这么做
，when you talk about Christianity and going to church,
那你如果不这么做，你嘴巴讲基督教，你去上教会
，here's what you will get.
那你就会得到下面的结果。
Yada yada yada.
那他就你的孩子对你的反应就会这样子。
Blah blah blah.
我不想听。你讲
啦啦啦啦啦啦！
你说的任何关于基督教的事情，他都没有兴趣。
Parents must understand your greatest authority is your moral authority.
所以你必须要知道，父母做父母的，你必须要晓得你的权柄其实是来自于你怎么样把基督的生命活出来。
Your greatest authority is that which you earn by respect.
所以基本上来讲，你的权利是你把基督生命活出来，赢得你儿女的尊敬而得来的。
That is what Deuteronomy chapter 6 is speaking about.
这就是《生命记》第六章主要表达的信息。
So one possibility is the earlier generation failed to do their job.
所以回到这个四世纪，就是说为什么他们后来的世代不晓得耶和华？第一个可能性就是前面的世代并没有把这刚才我所讲的那些事情做好
But there's a second possibility
还有第二个可能
The younger generation refuses to listen
就是第一个世代也许做到了他把这个信息传上去但是第二年轻的这个世代呢不接受这个教导
I'm going to try this again
OK
我不在乎
They got it
I don't need you.
Okay. 他不需要我了。所以结论就是我不在乎。
All you young people over there, would you look here? Right up here if you would.
住在那边年轻人，请你们转过来，注意听我要讲的。
You need to understand something from God's word.
你需要了解神的话。
Even if your parents don't live like God would have them live.
就算你的父母活不出神要他们活的样式。
At least 20 times in the book of Proverbs, you have this warning.
至少在箴言里面20次有针对你们讲的这样的信息。
Hear your father's instruction.
听从你父亲的教导。
And do not reject your mother's teaching.
也不要藐视你母亲的管教。
If you are a Christian young person, you cannot use your parents as an excuse.
如果你是一个年轻的基督徒的，那么你不可以用你的父母作为一个借口而不遵守神的话。
Because God says each of us is responsible before God, and we cannot blame anyone else.
因为神对我们说，每一个人都要在神面前负他自己的责任，我们没有任何的借口可以把我们的责任怪罪于别人。
Let me talk to you with our last and final P.
那我来讲第五点。
The provision.
就是供应。
Turn with me to 1 Corinthians chapter 13.
我们翻到哥林多前书第十三章。
Many of you know that 1 Corinthians 13 is the love chapter.
那很多人都晓得哥林多前书十三章是讲爱篇。
One of the verses in chapter 13 that used to give me problems.
那在这当中有一节经文呢，我过去我常常觉得很难搞。
It's found in verse 7.
就是第七节。
God's kind of love, agape love, bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things.
第七节就是讲到神的爱是这样的，凡事包容，凡事相信，凡事盼望，凡事忍耐。这些对我来说，我以前觉得很困难。
I used to think that God's kind of love bears all things means you put up with anything.
那么我过去对这节解释刚刚还有误解的时候，我以为凡事包容是说什么事我都要忍耐，我就是默默承受。
If your husband beats you, you put up with it, you bear with it.
所以如果你的丈夫殴打你了，你就默默的忍受，因为凡事包容嘛。
If you steal, if people steal from you, you just bear all things and you put up with it.
如果有人偷你的财产或是你的所有物，那么你就说凡事包容嘛，我就默默的承受。
The Bible says also that God's kind of love believes all things.
而且他又说神的爱呢是凡事相信。
So I used to think every time your child tells you something, you have to believe it.
所以我以为这个教导的意思是说，只要我孩子告诉我任何事情，我都应该完全的相信，不怀疑。
God's kind of love never doubts if your children tell you anything, that you just cannot doubt it.
我以为这里是说只要我孩子告诉我任何事情，我都不可以怀疑，我就应该相信，我就应该完全的接受。
God's kind of love bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. Regardless of what happens, you go through it.
所以，那么凡事盼望，凡事忍耐，就说不管生活当中遇到什么样的事情，我反正忍受、承受、相信，我就这样的过一生就是了。
But I've learned that is not what this verse means.
但是我后来学习知道。刚才我所讲的都不是这段经文真正的意思。
The key is in these two words, all things.
这一节圣经里面的重点是讲到凡事。
The Greek word for all things, it's one word. It's the Greek word agathos.
这个凡事在希腊文叫做 agathos, 这个原文是这样念的。
It means that which is good and beneficial.
它指的事情是有特定对象，就是说对是好事，是对于我们有益的事。
That means I bear all things that are good and beneficial to the one I'm loving.
对，那这边讲的事情就是说凡是与我所爱的人有益的事情与他好，对他是好的事情，我凡事呢我要包容。
When I spank my little childAnd my little child looks up at me and says, Daddy, I hate you.
所以当我如果管教责打我的小孩子的时候，当我小孩也许会对我说，爸爸，我讨厌你。
I am willing to bear that.
那我愿意忍受他这样的反应。
Because I know this spanking is good and beneficial for my child.
因为我知道这样子的管教他打他屁股呢是对他有好处对他。
That's what God says.
这个对他有益那这个就是凡事包容真正的意思。
So if it's good and beneficial, I'm going to do it.
所以只要这个事情是对我所爱的人有益叫他得益处那么我就要做。
But some parents, their child looks up and says, I hate you.
所以，但是有些家长一听到小孩对他说，我讨厌你，我恨你。
And so you start to worry and say, oh, I'm never going to spank my child again. I don't want him to hate me. I'm never going to spank him again.
那你就会想说，啊，那我就不要再管教他，不要再打他，因为我这么一做，他就说他恨我，他讨厌我。
I am willing to bear whatever comes back to me.In spite of it, I'm going to do what is good and beneficial for that child, regardless of what they call me or what they say to me.
但是其实如果你真正了解这一句经文的意思，它是说对于你所爱的人呢，有益的事情，叫他得好处的事情呢，你要去做，不管他的反应是恨你、气你、讨厌你，都好。
That's God's kind of love.
这是叫做神的爱，这才叫做神的爱。
Secondly, he says God's kind of love believes all things.
那他这边第二段说凡事相信。
If I love my children, God tells me I'm going to believe all things that are good and beneficial. If God says it, I'm going to keep believing that.
那他这里是说，如果我爱我的孩子。那么凡是神所教导我说对你的孩子对你的家庭有益处的事我都相信
No matter what society tells me
不管这个社会上的人怎么说说这个是不好的对孩子没有益处的或是没有帮助但是神的话这么说我就相信
There was a recent article in the Washington Post where a psychologist said spanking is harmful to children
那最近在英文的华盛顿邮报有这么一个心理学家写了一个文章他说不可以打你的孩子打你的孩子对他会造成伤心理的伤害
And he wants the United States to outlaw it
他鼓吹呢美国应该立法禁止家长责打小孩子
When I love my children I believe what God says is good and beneficial for them regardless of what anyone else says
所以当我爱我的孩子要做对他有益的事情我接受神所说对他有益的事情 我不管这些名人或是这些专家怎么说
God goes on to say that his kind of love bears all things believes all things hopes all things
神继续说他的爱呢是凡事盼望
I discipline my child
我管教我的孩子
My child says to me I'm going to run away
他说你这样子对我我要逃家
So does that keep me from disciplining them then?
是不是他这样一说有这样的反应我就不敢再管教他了呢
No, I keep hoping all things that are good and beneficial I need to do and trust God to protect and take care of the matter
不当他这样说的时候我的态度应该说神说对他有益的事情我要去做所以我就在神的话上面持守这个盼望说我虽然这样做孩子一时的反应不佳但是我相信神会保守他会将最终最好的结果带进来
When I rear my children I'm going to bear everything that comes back to me because I'm going to do what's good and beneficial to my children
当我管教孩子的时候他们的反应对我虽然是非常的负面的但是我因为神这么教导我相信而且我知道这我是爱他所以我忍受他对我那种顶撞跟厌恶的态度
Lastly in the verse it says God's kind of love endures all things
最后他说爱是永不止息
All things good and beneficial
所有的事凡事是指所有的好事对你所爱的人有益的事
When our children were little and we would take them to the grocery store we would pass the candy aisle
当我的孩子还小我们带他去市场上买东西的时候我们会经过那个装满糖的那个货架
And back in my day they had the candy aisle by the checkout stand
那在我那个时候呢他们是把这个靠近这个结账台柜台的那个地方就摆满了这个糖果
And my children one of them decides to throw a fit because I'm not going to buy them candy
那我的孩子喜欢但是我不要买所以他们就很气
So I choose to discipline my child right there.
所以我的反应就是，当他们要我不给的时候，他们就发脾气，我当时就在那里处罚他们。
And guess what my wife and I had to endure?
那你知道，因为你在公众场合这样子管教小孩，我跟我的太太要忍受什么吗？
Stares from customers.
那大家旁边人就给我们那种白眼，奇怪的眼光。
We would get the look.
然后人家看我们的样子，好像是我们是不晓得是怎么样一个虐待狂。
We didn't care.
我们不在乎。
We were willing to endure whatever was good and beneficial for our children. If you let your children get away with it, you're in trouble.
所以我们为什么会这样不在乎呢？因为这里说，凡是忍耐，对我孩子有益的事情，就算我自己本身所得来的反应不是太正面，我也忍受。因为如果我们不及时管教我们的孩子，将来会有更大的麻烦。
Our children learn early on.That any kind of fit would bring discipline.
所以我的孩子从小就学到这么一件事情，就是任何时候他们的行为反常的时候，马上会遭受到管教。
We wouldn't let them blackmail us.
我们不让他们勒索我们。
If we were having dinner at another person's house,
如果我们带他们去朋友家用餐
，and they chose to act up.
但如果在用餐在人家家里他就开始奇形怪状了
We would say to the host Would you excuse us for a moment And we would take our child Out to the bathroom
那么这时候我们就会跟主人道歉说让我带我的孩子去厕所管教我们就把他拉到腿
Come back in And the child would sit there compliantly No problem
我们从厕所回来的时候 孩子就乖得不得了坐在那边乖乖吃饭
Some people wouldn't do that because they would be too embarrassed.
有的人不愿意这么做，因为他觉得如果我这样子在人家管教孩子，我很难为情。
I love my children so much that I will endure all things. If it's good and beneficial for my child, I will endure stares. I will endure anything people want to throw at me.
弟兄姐妹，我爱我的孩子到一个地步，我愿意为他忍受任何事情，忍受我自己可能难为情，忍受别人的白眼，忍受别人异样的眼光。
Because my consistency is good for them.
因为我一致性的管教，不是有时候这样，有时候那样，这样子的作为呢，对他是有长远的益处。
The Bible tells me that if I do not discipline my child, I hate them.
因为圣经是这么说的，如果你不管，你一个不管教孩子的父母，你其实就是在，你是做一个恨孩子的父母。
That is very strong language.
那这里神所用的言语是非常强烈。他说你是恨你的孩子，你才不管教他。
When a child is able to have their own way by crying and whimpering,
如果你的孩子借着哭泣或是胡闹可以达到他们的所要的
，That child will grow up very selfish and self-centered.
这样的孩子长大就会成为一个非常自私、非常自我中心的人。
And I can assure you, they will have marriage problems.
那我就可以肯定地告诉你，这样子的人绝对会有婚姻的问题。
That's why it is important to train our children as God instructs for their good, their benefit.
这就是为什么说，照神的话语，为着他们的好处管教他们是这样的重要。
So the Apostle Paul says, train up your children.
所以保罗说，做父亲的要管照神的话。教养你的孩子
In a healthy environment,
在一个正常的环境当中
No yelling
没有不需要吼叫
No threats
不需要威胁
Kindness
是恩慈
Love and discipline
是爱跟管教
Well he says not only train up your children in a healthy environment but in the instruction of the Lord
所以他说不仅仅是在一个健康的环境中管教他而且你要照着主的吩咐管教
Back in Deuteronomy chapter 6, we mentioned you have to be a role model.
所以在生命记第二章那里讲到说你要做一个榜样。
But we also know from the Apostle Paul that we are to do instruction.
那保罗也说我们要吩咐教训。
The Greek word for instruction means to place into the mind.
所以教训在希腊原文的意思呢是说你把这个东西放在他的心上。
The Bible doesn't say take them to church.
圣经没有说要管教你的孩子的话，带他上教会。
Take them to Sunday school.
没有说要管教他们，带他们到主日学。
Take them to the youth pastor.
带他们到青年人的牧师那里去。
And let them instruct your children.
好，让上述这些地方会员来管教他们。圣经不是这样
说。It doesn't say that.
他不是这样讲的。
It says the opposite.
他反而是另外完全相反的说法。
We as parents are to do the instructing.
我们不是把他我们的孩子带到别人那边给别人管教，我们自己要管教。
And I suggest to you that we need to do it daily and regularly in the home.
所以我告诉大家，你要每天时时在家里做这件事情。
In our home, we did it after the evening meal each night.
在家里，我们来每天我们的做法是，我们在吃完晚饭，我们有个灵修的时间。
And I remember many of my temptations. I was too busy. I was too tired.
那我们坚持这样做，就遇到很多的试探，因为很多时候我一天下来已经很累了，很忙。
The kids didn't really want to listen.
那小孩他们也不想在晚饭后的时间来做这件事。
There were times they sat there looking bored.
那很多时候我们要来教导孩子圣经话的时候，他们觉得这个内容很无聊。
But I was willing to endure all things.
但是我愿意忍受他们这样子的反应。
For what was good and beneficial to them.
我愿意忍受我自己的疲倦跟忙碌，我因为我要做的事情是与他们有益。
If I take my daughter to the doctor because she needs a shot.
假设说我带我的孩子去看医生，是因为他需要打一针。
Because of a flu season or something like that going around.
因为如果这个感冒季节要来了，我要带他去打个预防针。
My daughter may cry and scream.
我的一听到打针，我的女儿可能会开始就哭就尖叫。
And she may kick.
她也许会踢我。
She might even bite.
她也许会咬我。
But she's getting a shot.
但是她所得到的预防针呢，是与她有益。
Why? Because I'm mean.
我要带她去打针是因为我很残忍吗
？It's because I love her.
是因为我爱她，不想她得感冒。
I want what's best for her.
我所做的是为了她最好的益处。
I have a brother who's 4 years older than I.
我的哥哥比我长四岁。
At 3 years of age, he contracted polio.
Polio?
Polio.
三岁的时候他得了小儿麻痹。
My mother was not able to get him the vaccine.
因为那个时候我的妈妈没有办法给他打预防针。
And I'll bet to this day she regretted never doing that.
那我相信在一直到今天我的母亲心里都有懊悔，因为没有给她及时打预防针。
A Christian parent must do what is good and beneficial for their children.
所以一个基督徒的父母，你一定要为着孩子的益处而来教导他们。
So every night I would sit down and I would open the Bible.
所以每天晚上晚饭后我们就坐下打开圣经。
And I would teach one truth about 10 minutes long.
那我的做法呢，就是说每次教十分钟，我只教一个信息，一个真理。
And many times we got into discussions that went 20 minutes and 30 minutes and an hour and a half.
虽然我们意图上只做十分钟，但是很多时候我们在这个真理上讨论，持续了20分钟、30分钟。
All five of my children walk with the Lord.
所有我的五个孩子呢，都与主同行。
None of my five children ever rebelled against going to church.
我的孩子从来没有因为要上教会而不顺服、反叛、不想去。
And I remember enduring things like this during those devotions and time.
那我记得在我们做这件事的时候，我的孩子有时候会表现出这样的态度。
And I endured.
那有时候有的孩子无聊，他就托腮。
And I endured.
或者他就无聊无意识在那边翻圣经。
I was going to do what was good and beneficial to them.
然而我忍受这些，因为我知道我所做的与他们有益。
And I wasn't going to let them.
那我也不让他们不做。
Get me off track.
我也不让他们这样子的这种无聊的举动呢，使我分心而不教导神的话。
That's what you parents must do.
这就是我们作为父母的每一位都要这样做。
Don't give up.
不要放弃。
Don't give in.
不要退缩。
Don't be intimidated.
不要被他的那些态度所吓到。
Do what God says is right and beneficial. Good. for your children.
照着神所说，与他们有益的事情教导你的孩子。
And they will thank you.
他们最终会感谢你。
In the end.
他们到成长的时候，他们要感谢你。
Let's pray together.
让我们一起祷告。
Father, thank you for these people.
天父，我们为弟兄姊妹感谢你。
And their willingness to listen.
还有他们有一个愿意的心来聆听。
I pray that you would help them to be the parents you called them to be.
我为这些弟兄姐妹祷告，求主使他们成为你要他们成为的父母。
And I pray that you would help me be the grandfather you have now called me to be.
我求主帮助我，因为我即将有的孙子使我做一个好的祖父。
May our children gather expertise in knowing you.
愿我们的孩子习练熟练你的话语。
May they develop an intimacy with you.
愿他们与你发展一个亲密的关系。
Because of what they see in our lives.
因为他在我们这做父母身上所见到的。
And the work we're willing to do in the face of any obstacle, doing what is good and beneficial.
还有
as we love them.
还有因着我们爱他，所以我们愿意忍受因着遵守你的话语所遭遇的各样的挑战与困难。
In Jesus' name.
靠耶稣基督的名。
Amen.